This is produced by SubaMedia.com.
Maybe it was your time to lose. You didn't think so.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Joe Suba, Suba Talks, another podcast. It's another, well, not another morning. It's the afternoon, late afternoon. I thought I'd knock out a podcast because I said I was going to talk more and give out more information on eating and taking care of yourself. Just some of the things I do. Right now, I'm fasting. So I've been fasting for the last 19 days. I have to do a 30-day fast. I do it once a year. I eat from sun up to sun down. There's a lot of benefits in fasting. I do it for religious reasons, so I feel really good. The first couple of days was tough, I ain't gonna lie, but now we're kind of like in the mix, so it feels a lot better, you know. How I try to get the day moving really throughout the day as I fast is I don't stay in the house. When I stay in the house and I'm confined, it's a little bit harder. So today I went out, went to the gym. I do very light training because I still want my body, even though I'm fasting, I still want my muscle memory and my body to still have that movement and that movement and energy, because lifting weights and getting up and moving is energy, so I can move around without getting tired or feeling like, I can't move. So that's how I keep, and I keep my body in shape. Because, you know, a lot of us lose, if we do, we lose weight fast. But when we lose weight, we start looking saggy. We don't look good. It's because we're not working out as we lose the weight. So I'm going to get into it real quick. So I started looking up some information on intermittent fasting that might can help some of you guys. I got this report from the Hopkins Medical website. So let's get and see what type of fasting will be good for you, or good for anybody, or you could do the research yourself. So let's say, what is intermittent fasting? There's many type of diets that you can eat from that you know that can get you fasting. What I do is, my fast is from sun up to sundown. According on the months and the time of the year, sometimes it's 15, 16 hours, sometimes it's 13 hours. Right now, it's 13 hours that I fast. So, you know, during the times you fast, when you're not eating, you have, you know, you should have, you know, some people have no water. That's the real fasting. Intermittent fasting is people make their own intermittent fasting. And what they do is they have like water or juice in between the fast of the time that they're fasting. And real intermittent fasting, for what they're saying, is there's no eating, there's no water, there's nothing between the time that you're fasting. And that's not even religious ways. That's just doctors are saying this is the best way for you to lose the weight, rejuvenate your body, and, you know, get your immune system strong again. And it says research shows that you're not likely to lose weight or get healthier if you pack your feeding times with high calorie junk food or super sized fried foods and treats. Meaning that after you fast, right, if you're going to have sodas and McDonald's and Burger King, you're really not doing yourself service by eating like that, or like, you know, cakes and stuff. You would like to try to break it. I break mine with water or fruit. Now, sometimes I get crazy and I have a couple of cookies or two. I'm not perfect. I'm always a work in progress. So, but this is what the doctors are saying. And it says some experts like, what some experts like about intermittent fasting is that it allows your range of different foods to be eaten and enjoyed. Sharing foods, nutritious foods, and other serving and mealtime is saying that when you eat well. When you have your time to eat well. Try to have bacon instead of fried. Try to have no meats. Try to have water. Drink lots of water. How I do my fast is the night before, I drink a lot of fluids, meaning a lot of water and some teas So my body will be, while I'm sleeping, my body is getting that hydration that I need to sustain myself throughout the day, right? So this is some of the benefits of intermittent fasting. Think and memory. Studies discovered that intermittent fasting boosts working memory in animals and verbal memory in adults. So in animals, it boosts your memory, their memory, and in adults, it helps with their verbal memory. That's pretty cool. You know what I mean? I didn't know that. So, because like I said, I do a lot of it for my religious beliefs. I know it helps me in different type of ways, but I didn't know that. Okay, heart health. Intermittent fasting improves blood pressure and resting heart rates, as well as other heart-related measures. So it also helps your heart. That's pretty good to know. So that's pretty good to know that it helps your heart. You know, so that's probably why when I go to the doctor's like, your heart is so strong. It beats incredible. Now, I used to have a heart murmur. My doctor doesn't even hear the heart murmur anymore. So, okay, this is the number one. It's important to check with your doctor, of course, before starting a fast, of course. Or you can just go online. You know, sometimes everybody wants to run to a doctor that asks them. Just go online and see what works for you. You know what I mean? Once you get the go-ahead and the actual practice is simple. You pick a daily approach which restricts daily eating up to six to 8 hours each day. For existence, you may try a 16-18 fast, eating 8 hours and fasting for 16 hours. How you eat 8 hours? Oh, probably small meals throughout the day, and you're fasting for 16. That's probably what I do now. I kind of do a 16 to 8 hour thing of fasting. Okay, let's see. Although some people find it easy to stick with this pattern over the long term, so people find that one easy to go to. But like I said, you always got to find out what's good for you. You know what I mean? You got to test. You know, you got to test to see if this works for you, or, you know, it makes me nauseous, or I'm really having headaches. Some people get headaches. Some people pass out when they do it too long. You know what I mean? So you got to really figure out what's good for you. Let's see what this else says. Another intermittent fasting plan known as the 5-2 approach involves eating regularly 5 times a week. For the other 2 days, you limit yourself to one 500 to 600 calorie meal. An example would be you choose to eat normally on every day of the week except Mondays and Thursdays, which would be one meal daily. Interesting. Interesting. That's another way of fasting. I don't do that fast. So, like I said, I do mine once a year, and it's a month for 30 days. No water, no drinking. It all depends on the time of the when the fast comes. If it's in the summer, it's sometimes 15, 16 hours, sun up to sundown. When it's in the winter, it could be 9 to 10 to 12. Like right now, it's 13 hours. So I say 6 o'clock, the sun comes up, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 30. So it's about 13 and a half hours that I don't drink or eat. Let's see, this is another research that the doctors look. A question was asked, what can I eat while intermittent fasting? During the fast, you're not eating water, drinking beverages, or anything, right? So that's what you're not drinking. Let me see. So during your eating periods, eating normally, does that mean going crazy? Research shows that you're not likely to lose weight or get healthier if you... Oh, I said that already. So this is the same thing. Hold on. It's pretty much the same thing. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. I can go off the page now. I can go off the page. It's pretty much saying the same thing. Don't get crazy after you break the fast. A lot of people like to have big meals. You know, that's really hurting yourself with big meals, because your stomach actually shrinks when you're not fasting. When you're fasting. So when you're not fasting, your stomach gets bigger because it wants to take on a lot more food. Right? So if you take the approach of just, let me try it for 8 hours. No drinking, no water. Let me try it 2 days out the week. And then you build off of that. 2 days and you do three. Three, you do four. Four, you do five. And then you'll find yourself on a regime that's easy for you. Some people like to do water fast. During that time, they just do water. You know what I mean? Some people like to do a juice fast. During that time, they won't eat any solid foods. They have a lot of juices. There's all type of fasts that you could use for your body and for your health. But there's so much benefits into intermittent fasting that, you know, we, especially as middle-aged men and African-Americans, we need to start take back our health. That means taking care of yourself a little bit more. You know what I mean? Starting to do some research. We got this internet thing. It's an amazing tool. Internet is an amazing tool. So if you use it, you'll prosper. If you don't use it, you won't prosper. So I'm not going to talk too long. That was it. I wanted to give you guys a little bit of information. I think I'm going to start write a book on intermittent fasting, an ebook, because I know a lot of stuff on fasting that what I do in reference to what I fast and how I break my fast and what it does to my body. Like right now, I'm leaning out. And when I go to the gym, people are telling me, wow, you look more leaner and you look more younger. Because, you know, when you fast, your face tightens up. But also your immune system boosts. As you continue into the days, your immune system gets stronger. Now, you got to get proper sleep. That's one thing I'm working on, is getting proper sleep. But I feel very strong, you know. My body is strong. I'm still in the gym. I'm doing, like I said, less weights. Like, I'm at 30% with the weights. I just want to keep my muscle tone. I can't do the sauna. That hurts. Because everybody know I'm a sauna head. But I'm going to get back into the sauna very soon. All right, guys and gals, we want to get off this thing, and I'll talk to you soon. Damn, I can't believe it. I got a podcast. Peace out.
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? No!